With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. With war raging nearby, it was a scaled-down Good Friday in Jerusalem.
Despite ongoing tensions in the Middle East, Christians have marked Good Friday in Jerusalem. Worshippers move slowly down the Via Dolorosa, the cobblestone alley that cuts through the limestone-walled Old City, where tradition says Jesus bore the cross to his crucifixion. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, as well as other various religious sites, is open to the faithful. Over the past 2 weeks, Friday prayers have passed without violence at the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque under tight Israeli restrictions. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, crews are preparing to use the largest crane on the East Coast to help clear tons of debris from the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Officials say the initial focus will be on clearing the bow of the ship that smashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier in the week. The debris has been hindering efforts of crews searching for the four construction workers who remain missing and are presumed dead. ChatGPT maker OpenAI unveils its new voice engine technology that can clone a person's voice after hearing it for only 15 seconds. Lisa Dwyer reports.
OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent and to disclose that voices are AI generated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new effort to spread the gospel in foreign prisons has begun. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials with Prison Fellowship International and Eastern European Mission say they hope to distribute more than 100,000 Bibles to prisoners and their families all across Eastern Europe this year. EEM will print the Bibles and PFI will get them in the hands of people who participate in their programs in jails across Russia, Hungary, Romania, and other countries. Eastern Europe is seeing spiritual renewal after decades of repression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government is asking a court to halt California's enforcement of a rule requiring prison guards to be clean-shaven. They say it amounts to religious discrimination. Muslims, Sikhs, and some other Americans wear beards as an expression of their faith. The California statute would bar them from working in the prisons. The state corrections department is defending its policy, saying it respects all religious beliefs. This is SRN News. New York City is turning to tech to help combat a surge in crime.
City officials unveiling a pilot program to deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams says the scanners will be introduced in certain stations after a legally mandated 90-day waiting period. Adams says they're working to identify companies with expertise in weapons detection technology. One legal aid attorney says gun detection systems can trigger false alarms, causing panic. Rich Thomason reporting.
Academy Award-winning actor Lou Gossett Jr. has passed away. He attended NYU on a basketball and drama scholarship and then later won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Sergeant Foley in An Officer and a Gentleman. He also won an Emmy for his role in the miniseries Roots. Mr. Gossett was 87 years old. More details at SRNnews.com.